श्री परमात्मने नमः। The external circumstances around everybody are according to one's karmas. Whatever have been the karmas in past lives, their result is the present life. And the external circumstances will happen according to destiny, karmas. Nobody can change them. They will come in that way, at that particular time, at that particular place. Those things will happen. Whatever is to happen, will happen. Nobody can stop. This is the science of life. Events that have to happen, will happen. Events which will not happen, will not happen. Therefore, it is ignorance, it is useless to care for events and for the circumstances. To be worried about future is nothing but foolishness and ignorance. The future will be what it will be. Nobody can stop it, nobody can change it. It is bound to be like that. So to care for future is ignorance and wasting life. Then the question arises, what should we do? There is only one thing. Try to be in the present as much as possible. Try to live in the present. And present is always available. In fact, it is only the present. Always. And what does it mean, living in the present? Living in the present means, according to our destiny and karmas, whatever the circumstances are given to us, we must perform our duty most sincerely in those circumstances. This is the secret. Whatever the circumstances are there, accept them as given by God. Given by God means in the infinite arrangement of God according to our karmas. The arrangement is of God, universal arrangement. In that arrangement, we are having around us the situations which are the result of our karmas. So, accept them. And after accepting them, in every situation, in every circumstance, there is our duty. We should focus our attention on the performance of that duty only. And whatever is there, which tries to take us away from the performance of duty, should be cut out. Whenever you are trying to perform your duty, always remember, there may happen many events, many things, which may influence you, which may detract you from the performance of a duty. There may be many attractions in your life. They may allure you. Wisdom lies in not getting attracted by those attractions and focusing yourself only on the performance of a duty. That is the point. For example, I give you the example. Suppose somebody in the family is ill and there is the duty to look after that ill person. Father, mother, daughter, son, brother, anybody, friend, whoever. And then you find that some people are inviting you to go on a world trip free of cost. There is some agency, some institution. They say, well, we are selecting 3 or 4 persons. You are one of them. You can go on a trip throughout the world, free of cost, staying in the best hotels in the world. And there in the home is the mother suffering. Now, 2 things are there. You can go if you want. and then your mind can tell you, all right, for 15 days they are taking me on a trip throughout the world without cost. I can keep somebody who can look after the mother. Such ideas will come. After all, she needs nothing but food at the right time and medicine, looking after. I can keep somebody, somebody can look after. It's a chance for 15 days throughout the world free of cost. These are the temptations. The mind will give many reasons. Don't accept those reasons, because even if you make the best arrangement for the mother, from where would you give her the love of the son or daughter? She does not need physical support only. She needs somebody whom she loves and who is by her side. It was your duty to look after her there, remaining there, and not going on the trip like that. Such situations will come in life. Always. This wandering mind, wavering mind, these so many desires are disciplined by focusing on the performance of duty. Not going for enjoying pleasures, but remaining dedicated to that which appears to me to be my duty. Spiritual development happens by performance of duty. She wants to know that it is difficult to know what is exactly my duty. That's true. But if you sit silently, peacefully, and you will see inside of yourself how your desires are working there, you will find out what is the real duty. But even then, I am telling you a way, an indication. Enjoying is not your duty, service is your duty. Serving others is your duty, whatever the situation may be. When some other people are being served through you, that is the duty. And when you want to use the opportunity for your own enjoyment, personal enjoyment, it is not your duty. This is the criterion. When some benefit is happening to others through you, there is an element of service for others in your mind. Some good is happening to others through you. And there is no selfishness, there is no ego in you. The motivation inside is not the satisfaction of your desires only. Then, that is your duty. Going on the world trip, the example I have given you, is very attractive, particularly when there is no cost, no money. But that is for our own pleasure. And staying with the mother, of course, is not easy. Completely two things apart. One, going on pleasure trip, good hotels, good food, friends, enjoying, laughing. And it's a chance. Everybody does not get it always like that. What a fine thing it would be. And there with the mother, not even sleep will be possible fully throughout night. You have to get up several times to look after her. And she wants different type of food. You have to prepare it. And if she is very ill, then the clothes are required to be changed several times. Difficult it is. But the second thing, looking after the mother, is the real thing. True spirituality happens when you clean the bucket of its tools there. And with love, bring it out with love and clean it and be happy. That is the spirituality. So, The circumstances around us are according to our karmas. They will come according to the karmas and destiny. In every circumstance, we should think silently, peacefully, what is my duty? That is, how can I serve others in the given circumstances? This is the yardstick. This is the criterion. This is the standard. In the circumstances which are around me, how can I be useful to others? How can I increase others' happiness? How can I be useful to them?